而且当时那个人生的一句加上安德森家他们家那电机的话突突呀当中华的街但中华有居民摩巴的街早晚的没法说突然的时候突然的时候就是他东海牛毛把车上早晚的没法说呢，上级国防突突过来，突突过来，特别军政干的时候呢，啊，甚至他们就给了上级也是要的，就是他日久班长，他牛毛把车上，反正起码萝卜瓦的，让新级，那个是对那边让新来，甚至让新来需要买的，工作比甚至工作比我来，我算什么日子的嘞，要买的，没办法，我搞萝卜瓦的，萝卜瓦在店里啊，反正宁波。车马有的是，其他的那张牛毛不得了，接近车马有马的是。但你多瞧，那是那这讲把他再往老说把他写了，老说把这个接近车马有的是。其他的新旧些结巴结都是呢，这个在因为你说的热穿的车马，你举了几个对，那讲这当，那写了这个我过年我就拍出过的是，那他们就拍出的那三句古话。突出过来是，其实那牛毛把其实把十分八下来就嘛帮突过来是，其实今天咱当然就吃上一个了，今天给特别给牛巴当，那我是他日天也吃上有点不来噻些，那敌人我学会第一块买些啥了的。
Good afternoon. This morning, we looked at whether this deep-held wish that we all have.To be freed of all forms of suffering and frustration and misery, and rather abide in a state of lasting happiness, a peace of mind, whether this really is attainable for us. The root cause, as has been identified many times over the course of looking at this text, the root cause of our suffering is the ignorance of self-grasping. From this, all our afflictions and suffering come. So can this root cause of all suffering be eliminated?We saw this morning that it can be. And moreover, is the attainment of either liberation from samsara or even Buddhahood possible? And we saw this morning that it is. And the reason that establishes both of these, or the reasons that establish both of these, is that all sentient beings possess Buddha potential. Our very nature is identical to that of the Buddhas. We are of the same lineage or family as the Buddhas. And accompanying that understanding is that the nature of our mind, the ultimate nature of our mind, as well as its conventional entity, are both uncontaminated. The afflictions, seeds, and imprints do not enter or abide in either the ultimate nature of the mind or this conventional entity.Rather, they serve to obscure, to veil the mind. Nevertheless, though, they are adventitious, which means they're temporary, they come in dependence on causes, and they therefore can be eradicated. Second key point. Third was that if we look at two classes of minds, there are the unwholesome ones, the afflictions, and the wholesome ones. The unwholesome minds are notever supported by valid cognition. They do not come about in dependence of valid reasoning, and they can never develop into valid cognition. This means they cannot be developed limitlessly. Unlike their contrary wholesome minds, our virtuous minds, these are generated in dependence of valid reasoning. They become eventually valid cognitions and can be developed limitlessly into the state of the omniscient consciousness.And this is all possible because we have Buddha nature. We have the potential to arise as Buddhas. Therefore, enlightenment itself is possible for all of us.
Tadio 제게 델리아 고물루르기 템바침네 델리아 아니 쳬바쳬바 자와시르기 취지기 스기로 차고 제가소기 캠비톤에 가소기에서는 가바 메바 제바 메바 디니기 큐런 캠비기 큐런 켄시 캠비톤에 디니 윈데 주비톤에 되어 주 부거래제 말 공부 누르기 대리디 자와시르기 최지기 티제 니 공부 누르기 최베 줘봐 술 줘봐 줘봐서 점바 상에 점는들 줘봐 줘봐 해제 간에 줘봐 줘봐서 상에 점는디기 김베 윤댕기 케주 줘버더네 줘봐 줘봐래 케주에 가르 줘봐서 가빠 메바다 깨바 메바 아니 지 좋아 메바 원아 메바 쳐봐 따바 메바 차상 무슨데 캠바래 탈진 말해서 어디 캠비 윤댕 줘버더네 줘봐 줘버래
Continuing in the text, page 24, we come to a new outline. Just to repeat that these outlines I inserted, they aren't in the actual text composed by His Holiness. So it starts with a quotation from Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, and it is a homage to Buddha Shakyamuni. To you who taught that all phenomena arise dependently, neither ceasing nor arising, neither terminated nor permanent, neither coming nor going, neither different nor the same, and that peace is a complete quelling of all fabrications. To you, the best of teachers, Supreme Buddha, I prostrate. So in this homage, Nagarjuna is praising Buddha Shakyamuni's omniscient consciousness that is free of these eight extremes, such as ceasing.
Gangi Dinjin Java Chung said that Angele, Chu, Benishin, Bene, Gin, Guda, Gin, Shen, Chila, Dunya, Jugdeva, Mado, Shen La Modeva, and the Rangun Munu, Juba Sio Maria said that Donala, that Dordu Suvenet in Sungorva.
In brief, as we see in the first line, all phenomena without exception are dependently arisen. None are independent.
제상 강기 시대 강세 점바선이 점된 뒤기 아니 강기 된지 저와 좀 최에 근데 신나 신지를 뛰네 줌네 뛰네 바로 따바 잠지 여바디 킹고레스 강라이 모두가 랑은이 주바디 아니 매바 쳔바레 사지 두수 주어로
The first two words to you. This is to whom Nagarjuna is addressing his praise. So this is Buddha Shakyamuni. To whose omniscient consciousness all phenomena appear and are known or realized to arise dependently. So hence the praise is offered to Buddha Shakyamuni.
Jung said, 제부디 귤에 깨와들라 중세 거야 지금 지금 중세 직디 아직 귤에 깨와 매네 신지라 뛰네 여바들라 중세 지금 그거 제 중세도 거다 니세고 제가 디네자다 땡진 저와 중화 중다도 디나데 니가 취되어래 제가 디네자 뒤지게 최탐자 찾아 귀단 깨 신지라 뛰네 죽고 기고래 중고래 해서 那
The term dependence arising, we can understand this term arise to indicate to have two different meanings that it indicates. Arising means that something has come about independent on causes. Something has arisen from causes. So this is the one meaning of the word arise. The second meaning is that phenomena are interdependent, one thing being dependent on something else. There is an interconnection and a relationship between, here we don't use the word relationship, so an interdependence. The second meaning of arising refers to an interdependent relationship with all phenomena. All phenomena have arise either dependently on causes, and or they have an interdependent relationship with other phenomena. That all phenomena arise dependently. This we looked at this morning explicitly, where we talk about the cultivation of wholesome minds and that they can be limitlessly developed. This comes about dependent on causes. There's such wholesome minds arise independent on causes, and they continue to develop independent on accumulation of further causes, and they continue to develop until they become perfected. And in conjunction with this, not only is the development of wholesome minds dependent on causes, the eradication of our afflictions and their seeds, this too arises dependently. In dependence on the accumulation of specific causes, our afflictions and eventually their seeds too are weakened and eradicated. To further tie this first line to what we looked at this morning, it's been said that the contaminations are adventitious. Contaminations, including the afflictions, their seeds, and imprints, are all adventitious. They are not in the very nature of the mind. The final reality of the mind is the empty nature of the mind is free from any contamination at all. And when the afflictions together with their seeds are completely eradicated, that final reality is then suitable to be called liberation. It arises, in terms of dependence arising, as liberation. was suitable to be called liberation. At this point, all that remains is the imprints. When the imprints of the afflictions are also eradicated, then that final reality of the mind arises, or is suitable to be called, non-abiding nirvana. So what we see here, that for the final reality of the mind to be the state of liberation or non-abiding nirvana, comes about interdependent with other phenomena, in particular in dependence on the elimination of the afflictions together with their seeds, in the case of liberation, and the elimination of the afflictions together with their seeds and imprints, in the case of the attainment of non-abiding nirvana. So therefore, in dependence on something happening, the eradication of the contaminations, the final reality of the mind is suitable to be called liberation or non-abiding nirvana. Having established in the previous outline that liberation and omniscience is attainable for all beings, and gaining confidence in that, one will turn one's mind again to how to achieve such an exalted state. And here the text lays out a clear, unmistaken sequence of trainings for practitioners to train one's mind in order to be able to achieve these exalted states of liberation and omniscience. These stages one has heard before. The first is it's indispensable to accumulate knowledge. And to accumulate knowledge, one needs a skilled teacher, someone who can impart the unmistaken Dharma, and not just impart knowledge, but guide one in how to integrate that within one's mind. so that one does not merely accumulate knowledge, but also transforms one's way of thinking. So this is an indispensable and crucial first step, relying on a teacher. But in order to be able to rely on a teacher, one needs a number of favorable circumstances to be able to have the leisure to receive teachings and the opportunity to engage in cultivating them within oneself. For that, a precious human rebirth is indispensable. But having recognized the preciousness of this, of the opportunity that this life presents, those causes are insufficient for us to make this life truly meaningful. We need to challenge and overcome this confusion, thinking we have time. We need to come to recognize that this lifespan, and especially the better quality years of it, are fading right now. Our strength and capacity is declining. So here the reflection on the permanence of this life is to urge us to not waste a moment more, but to utilize well what remains. And to again, because as one progresses through these sequences of training, it serves to add focus and urgency to one's outlook, helping to shift what we value and prioritize. Here then, in the next reflection, following impermanence of this life, one reflects on what happens when death comes. Here we recognize that in dependence on the causes that we have cultivated and abide on our continuum, we will either be propelled into a similar rebirth in a higher realm or fall into the lower realms. This comes about in dependence on causes, just like the attainment of this life has. Recognizing this not as just a mere intellectual acceptance and knowledge, but in a transformative way, the mind again becomes ever more focused on the need to accumulate virtue and avoid the accumulation of any further negativity. This then comes together with a mind of refuge, where we turn to the three jewels for protection, knowing that there lies the skill and knowledge for us to be guided to develop true protection within our own continuum. So these stages are the very foundation that a practitioner has to establish so as to have the strength of mind and thereby the focus and the courage to lift their gaze above this one life, and thereby be able to strive for exalted goals such as liberation and omniscience.
Jewachima, that she sonaga meet Jewodo Sembe, some Jewa. Says a meet Jewala and Kadrugures and a Jugarasa was in that meet Jewa, the Gudan Jinjil, Duene, the Jungo Jinjin Java Jungo, Gudan Jin, the Duene Jungo or Mother, Gudan Jin, the Madeva Yungo or Mother, that Gudan Jin, the Dinu Yungo, the Gujin Garasa or Lana, Jama Mia Wachiyon Ale, and Diku. Lungais Nijibu Tulum Songore, Dimigi, Guchagre, Zada. And the Midi guess about the Tunia Yawachalia, and the Jimbe Jamlin Jagore, Zada. And the Antigue, Benesiji, the Demba, the Nyoyalia, Antigue, Ombatanwala, so about the Siji, the Demba Yoyala, and the Zubokumore, Zada. And the Din Dela, me Din Dela in there, and the Jig Chun Yamletel, Chula, Dunya Dumbo Yobata, and the Jigge, or Jig Church, or Coopera, and the Carriosin. 尊重中国去了给予其他的呢给予去了呀尊重去呢感谢贵宾尊重去过来然后呢这个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢的那个毛巴呢
It can be difficult for some to think about the potential, the realistic potential of being born in the hell realms or as a spirit or even in the God realms, because such rebirths, such beings are unseen to us. So here in meditation one can focus just on the two realms that are directly visible to us, humans and animals. With amongst humans, we are very aware of the wide variety in conditions that humans experience. Some conditions are far more favorable and desirable than those of others. But worse than these are the conditions of animals. And whilst there too is a great variety amongst animals in terms of the conditions that they endure, for most it's really pitiful, in that they face a constant danger of being grasped, taken hold of as a source of food. Their living body being taken as a source for food by either humans or other animals. And that's a constant fear that pervades all animals, including those who aren't necessarily in such grave danger. And also what pervades all animals is not solely the danger of being taken as a source of food, or in the case of humans, also taken for their clothing, but that they are pervaded by a lack of intelligence, a stupidity, in that they do not lack the they lack the intellectual capacity to resolve anything but their coarsest of problems. We can recognize that a rebirth as an animal is truly pitiful. And we can see, therefore, that it certainly is favorable to be rather reborn as a human. Then the question will naturally come, if there are only these two realms, I want to be born as a human, how do I do so? It, as we see in the first line, arises dependently. Any rebirth one takes arises dependently, in particular, independent on causes. When one recognizes this, one will seek out those causes and apply oneself. They'll be at the forefront of one's mind, ensuring that one's mind, firstly, stays ethical, therefore restraining one's physical behavior and verbal communication, keeping one's mind as best as one can unafflicted, but certainly ensuring that one's physical behavior and communication is not non-virtuous, but rather virtuous. Secondly, one will strive to develop a generous outlook, the wish to give, of oneself to others, recognizing that firstly, ethical restraint is the cause that leads to rebirth in a happy migration as a human or God, but generosity is what is the cause, or a generous outlook, a generous spirit, is what leads to a rebirth where one has an abundance of favorable material conditions. Moreover, one will ensure that one's mind stays patient, stays unaffected in the face of adversity, recognizing that this is the cause that leads to our sense faculties being complete and having harmonious relationships easily with others in future lives. And fourthly, having recognized clearly for oneself that a human rebirth must be achieved, what will also be paramount in one's mind is cultivating the outlook that takes delight in virtue, joyous perseverance. Because this such a habituation to this way of thinking ensures that in future lives, the opportunities to further engage in spiritual development will readily be available. And not only that, one will have a clear inclination towards them and will take hold of those opportunities and not let them pass one by. Those are the four primary causes, and they are accompanied then with the fifth and final cause, and that is making prayers for such a good rebirth. So recognizing these five causes, that this rebirth comes about independent on these five causes, one will strive to do so with a fear of the possibility of falling in the lower realms, knowing that if one accumulates these five causes, then the desired rebirth will come about.
And the Nigi and that Rimbaniba Dilla got some tongue and the Milikina, that Hada Milikina, and also to Hala Target, that Jigor Vesina, that Jigor Vedunga Unimeva Chasaras and Dimaresta, those from that Milene, and then I took a Kanga Mugore, Sina, the Nigi Nena Zata, the Nigi Kanga, the Milia Kanga, that Halia, that the Yingas, and also Matoma, that Halia Kanga, yours called Kim Jenji Bassam Taiwa. The middle language wants from the Tungor, but the Milia, Kanga Kandakari Yungu, but the Nigi sometimes that what the middle had a Miko Matobaine, she's not a Kanga Dile Tama Chaminu, she's not the new Nana in Yomoba, Kondo Shadam Kondo Yomoba, Dizzy Doos, Dizzy, Dizzy, Sugar Shepan, Lobriki, Timachas and Hansel Yedir, she's not D. Wangi, and the Chikanga Yomoba, Chike, as the Ted said, had a Miko Matobaine. And Tumamoya, Kangamoya, and the new Dijin, Jawachima, Nasoli, Taria, the Tienja, Guinea, Jawan, Nasoli, Maja, the Tarmindu, Chesa, Yomamabas, and Dijin, and the Kowale. Yaja Chesa, the Nizada, Kowi, Dumasia, Tinishedu, Achesada, Duma, Tada, Mida, Nasoda, Joa, Tamji, Kowi, Duma, Delet, Matana, the Tabindu, Kowi, Duma, Delet, Targudu, San Begeda, Kowi, Guinda. 통치내되는 고유동만의 탈구도 선비의 돈여기 뒷바지에제된 고와의 탈도기 뒷바지 바 기에제대바는 딩해중식으로 와다 어디 공부를 했지 뭐 공부했다 땅구를 했으므로 와다.
The sequence of training continues that whilst it's essential that we attain a rebirth in the upper realms. And the happier migrations, so and close the possibility of in our very next life falling to the lower realms. We need to come to also recognize that the rebirth as a human or a god, whilst certainly desirable, is not a final goal in itself. It's not enough to merely strive for that. So here one needs to come to recognize that a rebirth as a human or god. Not only is it desirable, but moreover, we need to develop further. That is not enough. We need such a rebirth so as to continue our spiritual development. But we need to create even more causes to get beyond rebirth in samsara. We can read about this, the sufferings of the gods, and their pleasures are unimaginable for us. And their sufferings, whilst they experience them, are nothing like we experience. The great fault of a rebirth as a god is it's a waste of an opportunity, a waste of virtue, because such a rebirth doesn't necessarily lead to spiritual development, but when death comes, one may well fall from there. And us as humans, as in the previous reflection we saw, that when this life ends, as long as one is a human being, there is always the possibility that at the end of a life, next rebirth could be in the lower realms. We may avert it for our next life if we accumulate the causes well, but that danger remains. And moreover, we know as a human being that whilst we do experience pleasures, they are not lasting. And as we've heard in the previous segments this weekend, in previous sessions this weekend, as humans we remain tormented by our afflictions, constant pain, misery from our own mind. These afflictions will continue to torment us, rebirth after rebirth. And this is a key point to reflect on, so that one can generate an incredibly powerful mind, which will have come about independent on the strengthening of the mind through these sequences of training, to abandon samsara in its entirety. The mind of definite emergence that is definite about the nature of samsara, certain about the nature of samsara, and the need to emerge from it through attaining the state of liberation. Definite emergence then is about definite on leaving samsara and attaining the state of lasting peace, a lasting mental peace of liberation. Previous segments, I've been discussing this first line of Nagarjuna's praise, that all phenomena arise dependently. So we continue in the meditation, looking at this concept that all phenomena arise dependently. Having looked at the sufferings of samsara thus far, looking at the sufferings of the low realms, as well as in the higher realms, seeing how samsaric existence is pervaded by suffering. The magnitude varies, but suffering and ever intenser suffering is present, and intenser suffering is always a possibility. This suffering is a phenomenon. It too is a dependent arising. It has arisen independent on causes. And this is a crucial recognition. And again, what I'm trying to encourage this weekend is to be clear that it's not just a mere intellectual understanding we need, but a transformative understanding. Transformative understanding that suffering comes from causes, and therefore those causes can be eradicated. It's a dependent arising. The suffering is a result that has come about in dependence on a cause, contaminated karma. That karma is contaminated because it's accumulated by afflicted minds, and our afflicted minds is a result as well, in that it came from a cause, which is the root cause of all suffering, the ignorance of self-grasping. All of these are phenomena, they exist, all of them are dependent arisings. They've all come about in dependence on causes. And this root cause, we need to investigate to see for ourselves that self-grasping is an ignorance. In other words, it's a wrong consciousness because it is not in accordance with reality. And all this needs to be understood and ascertained, realized for oneself, because it leads to the ever-growing strength of mind that I can abandon this entire sequence. I can break free from the chains of these afflictions that keep me bound in samsara. And when I do, the final reality, the journey of my mind, will then be suitable to be labeled liberation. So in this way, the attainment of liberation, we see, is also a dependent arising. The nature of the mind, its final reality, its permanent phenomenon, but in dependence on labeling, it is suitable to be labeled as liberation. Why? Because the various causes have been created, in particular, the adventitious afflictions, together with their seeds, have been completely abandoned. And now, the final reality of the mind shines through, unobscured, and one abides in lasting, stable inner peace. To give rise to a sincere mind of definite emergence comes about firstly in dependence on the foundation of the prior meditations, and then secondly, in dependence on cultivating two sets of causes. The one is deeply looking at the faults of samsara, and the second, looking at the benefits of liberation. Because this term, definite emergence, means one being definite or certain about emerging from the faults of samsara. And this word definite or certain also means realize it. Realize is a realization one has to leave samsara. And this is conjoined with the determination to attain liberation. These two components are required. And to the extent that this develops within one, it adds to what strength of mind to ensure that one's mind remains ethical, unafflicted. It adds to the strength of mind to actually develop the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. And it adds to the strength of mind to continue to meditate on emptiness, cultivating the wisdom realizing emptiness.
담보가
When here is about the state of mind that one has when one is liberated from the afflictions, a state of mind where one is, as one's mind is peaceful and calm, in a state of deep relaxation, never troubled by emotional upheavals or any suffering. This sounds very appealing. But these descriptions one has heard many times. But the reason that the determination to definitely achieve such a state is yet to arise is because one needs to cultivate further causes. In particular, these two I've mentioned. The causes that come from reflecting deeply on the faults of samsara in its entirety, and the causes that come from reflecting deeply on the benefits of samsara, of nirvana. To the extent that one cultivates these causes, what dependently arises is a determination that an ever stronger determination abiding every moment of every day, that every thought needs to be directed to definitely emerge from samsara and be definitely attain liberation from samsara. So these two groups of causes have to be cultivated. And to the extent one has cultivated them, one experiences the result of the mind of definite emergence. And as we've been hearing in the section that's just completed, these meditations are not too difficult for us. They are not beyond us. We have the capacity, the potential to gain these realizations. And so too is the goal of those realizations. It's not beyond us. Recognizing this and applying oneself repeatedly over a sustained period, gathering knowledge and integrating it, our understanding will grow, our transformation will grow, and eventually this burning desire to gain definite liberation will arise in an uncontrived manner. And at that moment, we have generated a path in our continuum. Having generated a path leading to liberation, our progress will only be forward and it will be comparably, credibly rapid. So this is something that we all have the capacity to do.
Then 진행해 이래다 진보 수준 세워 전제 삼태 셰랍들이 대제와치마 하다 미고방 토구도 삼제 냠내제에 가려라나 되녀 듬바들 하다 미고방 토구도 되녀 듬바 제제 냠내제에 가서네 진보 수준 세워 전제 전제제 다데 삼제네 셰랍 유에나 과세 삼제 셰랍 냠내제바나 안 제와치마이네 지키지고 땜보다 안 셰랍이네 지고 사부네 보용 걸봐 다 Samsung Shira Namlin Majibana Jimbo Sujin Suba Tundu Namlin Chebana, Jawachima, Den Sampa, Tanju Milu Toya, Den Delaya, and Churchy Yakoraya, the Ligore, Gajele, Kunlo Dila, Jawachima, Hada, Mi Tokudu, Sampi, Guni Lange, Namlin Jay, Lalentaya, the Carson, Jimbo Sujin Suba Tundu, the Yamlin Dewa. Tadinashi, Korea Dunwale, Tarba said Tokudu, Sampi, Tarba Dunyo, Guni Lange, Namlin Jay, the Carson, Jimbo Sujin Suba Tundu, some day share of ticket. So, what did I do to go there? What did I get?
Continuing to look at this first line, that all phenomena arise dependently. Seeing how all phenomena we should be understanding in a very broad way. When one, to the extent that one does generate the wish for, generate definite emergence, one will strive to actually emerge and attain liberation. Therefore, liberation comes about, is a dependent arising. Causes need to be accumulated, and there are six primary causes. Ethical restraint, generosity, patience, joyous perseverance, which were the same four that we heard previously in terms of the causes that lead to the result of a good rebirth. But to achieve the exalted goal of liberation, two other indispensable causes are required. Concentration, which here we understand to mean the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, and the wisdom realizing emptiness. These two causes are indispensable. To generate them, one requires the other four causes as well. So we see here that the phenomenon that is nirvana comes about, or liberation comes about independence on its causes, as does a good rebirth. And I've mentioned those causes. The causes for rebirth, which were just the four, generosity, ethics, patience, and joyous perseverance. But should one also cultivate concentration and wisdom, then in one's next rebirth, when one attains a good rebirth, such as a human being, one will have a far more concentrated mind and be far more skilled in understanding reality. In other words, one's spiritual development in one's future life will go so much more rapidly because of the quality of causes accumulated. And what differentiates a practice of, let's say, ethics as being a cause for a good rebirth or as a cause for liberation is the motivation. If the motivation is for a good rebirth, that is what the practice of ethical restraint will result in. Moreover, the quality of the causes accumulated is dependent on the quality of the motivation, its strength and its sincerity. So therefore, a genuine motivation is an indispensable prerequisite to achieving the desired goal. Looking at this line, I started earlier by referring to the trainings in the Lamrim. The Lamrim is the graduated stages on the path to enlightenment, divided into the trainings in accordance with the varying capacities of practitioners or spiritual aspirants. So here we've looked at the first two, the trainings that are shared with a practitioner of initial capacity, as well as the trainings which are shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity. Those who have the opportunity in this life to study the great texts well, they will know the stages of the Lamrim clearly. They won't even need to read the Lamrim. But for those who in this life do not have the opportunity to study the great texts, then for them it's indispensable that they study the presentation in the Lamrim very well, because the Lamrim, especially both the greater texts and the shorter ones, contain a condensed presentation of what is found in the great texts. It's not that in the great text one thing is presented and something else is in the Lamrim. Rather, the Lamrim is a concise presentation of what is found extensively, or expansively perhaps, in the great texts. So those who study the great texts well, when they read the Lamrim, it will merely be as a refresher, like a glance meditation. For those who do not have the opportunity to study the great text, they need to study the Lamrim well, because this lays out the sequence of trainings that we all need to engage in, training our mind sequentially, developing our strength of mind and our focus and our determination.
Da rang dang shen said, Pachiba Jasham, Samdana Chivare, Chazanda, Kuru Duma Tendinetendu, Koala Tana Digitinated Yung to Chazadineza, Rang said Chigre, Shen said Simjin, Botmevachi, Chaza, Simjin Chaza, Dava Dubada Dumum with a Randa around the Chibar was, Dava Dubada Dumumi to Chibare, Chaza Simjin Tamjil, Dava Kuwa, Simjin Duma, Chaza Kuru Simjin Tamjil Kuru Duma, Ding Aram Midubana, Simjin Tamjil Kuru Duma de la Chagudo, Simjin Tamjila. Dingy deva tarpa toku do asem. Dinigi, some dadu, simjan tamji, some dadu, chisa, dinigi, some dadu does, duchin, simjan tamji, digi kudu sibi, did simjan tamji deva the timber, then kudu sibi. The simjan tamji dunga, the jahu kudu sibi, some dadu, dinigi sinza, the simjan tamji kuru dunga de la jahu kudus, koa la tarpa kudus. Chisa, the simjan tamji. Nyomo 대화
Final section of the Lamrim are the trainings that are unique to a practitioner of greatest capacity. Such a practitioner will have trained in the two preceding sections, hence they are trainings that are shared. The practitioner of greatest capacity becomes such in dependence on this prior training. Being a practitioner of the Mahayana Dharma, practitioner of greatest capacity, is a phenomenon that, therefore, arises dependently. And those causes are the entire sequence of trainings prior to this. And the final trainings would have been reflecting deeply on the sufferings of samsara, as well as the benefits of liberation, giving rise to a determination to emerge from the sufferings of samsara. So from that explanation, one can infer that the sequence of training thus far is identical. Having given rise now to determination to attain liberation for oneself, the quality of mind of this practitioner is broad and expansive, the far-sighted outlook not at all concerned with this mere life, looking far beyond good rebirth, but looking to the ending of their own individual samsara. Everything they do is focused on this attainment. This is an incredibly powerful, focused mind that is not concerned with a day-to-day comings and going in this world, because they've got their minds set on something of incredible value. So with this mind as a basis, this practitioner has one additional yearning beyond the attainment of individual liberation, and that is to become a Buddha. So they now need to enter into the paths of the Bodhisattva. So to do so, that too will be a phenomenon, and therefore it will arise dependently, so causes need to be cultivated, starting with recognizing the equality between all beings. We all desire happiness and freedom from suffering. In fact, perhaps the only difference that can be pointed to between beings is that amongst the plethora of beings, I, this meditator, am only one, and others are innumerable. I can see that liberation for me is possible, but how can I strive for that for myself alone? When so many beings are lost in confusion and in pain. Here the yogin will meditate deeply on the close, interconnected, interdependent relationship that they have with beings. That all the good that they've received has come about in dependence on others. And therefore, they have a responsibility to help others who are in dire need. Here, through this reflection, a deep yearning arises to be of real benefit for others, helping them achieve the same longed-for state that they have already generated a yearning for, a state of lasting peace, freed from all suffering. And this is how one generates love and compassion. Moreover, though, this is conjoined with the understandings we've been looking at prior to this. Others just like me, their wisdom, their nature, the conventional and ultimate nature of their mind is untainted by the afflictions or the contaminations. They are adventitious. They too possess Buddha nature. They too can attain liberation and enlightenment. So we apply all this prior training and realization to the situation of others, making our mind ever broader and more expansive, transforming our mind ever more. And this then gives us the determination, I can become a Buddha for the sake of others. In fact, this is my responsibility, to become the most skilled of guides as possible. And then one engages in the six perfections. Those same meditations that one was already engaging in, with liberation as a goal, now one engages in so as to achieve enlightenment for the sake of others.
And in it, that's some gentleman, Jetawa, Tingo, to Simia Duma, the Jau, who simply Jamni Jokomiat. That's some gentleman, that Korea Duma, Yomo, but Sabon, that Dijing, and the Lobu, you demand the Jipa, Sabon, that Jeva Pongba, some ye, that Digor, and Disam Yi Jimindu, Sabon, that Jeva Pongba in there, that Bacha Mabamana, Bacha Yomo, but Bacha di Ungi, Chuam, Buddhiki, Chunam, Lotch, Trisha Mabuki, Chuam, Wuligiris. ที่จะได้สิ่งเจ้าทำเจ้าเนื้อหมูบะป่าชาติเจ้าพัลจัวกูดูที่จะได้เนี่ยจ้าสิ่งเจ้าทำเจ้าเนื้อหมูบะข้อยดุงาเนื้อหมูบะป่าชาติเจ้าพัลจัวที่เงี้ยชิ้นสิ่งเจ้าทำเจ้าเลยอ่ะด่ะดีกี่ดีกี่เดียวว่าทัวร์ท่านดีกี่ดุงาเนื้อหมูบะป่าชาติเจ้าพัลป่าเย็นเงี้ยทับลำดีเงี้ยชิ้นสิ่งเบี้ยได้ล่าสัมเกียดีเนี่ยจ้าเงี้ยสิ่งเจ้าทำเจ้าอยู่ตรงนั้นเลยอ่ะด่ะสิ่งเจ้าทำเจ้าดุงาเสียดันดีกี่ดูดี ただの調和で、ね、自由を済む、ハサンナムダで、ゲイオで、ディギュシュギニカスの、おだて、メスミジャンタムシュ、サンジュゴバマトゥン、タミノセンビギダ、シャンジュリアル、タブミヤシュウ、サンジュゴバレシュウ、サンジュゴバティラ、ハバチミド、ジェザン、ディトバジェゴドセンビギ、ジャンシュ、セミジャンタムシュ、サンジュゴバトゥバシュウセンビ、ジャンシュ、セミジャンタムシュ、サンジュゴバトゥバシュウセンビ、ジャンシュ、セミジャンタムシュ、サンジュゴバトゥバシュウセンビ、ジャンシュ、セミジャンタムシュ、サンジュゴバトゥバシュウセンビ、ジャンシュ、セミジャンタムシュ、サンジュゴバトゥバシュウセンビ、ジャンシュ、セミジャンタムシュ、サンジュゴバトゥバシュウセン
Yeah, Jurgen will be reflecting that even should they attain the state where the affliction together with the seeds are eradicated, leaving only the imprints of the afflictions, that is insufficient to be of great benefit to others, or the greatest of benefits to others. While such a being can be of incredible benefit to others with a mind that is liberated from samsara, all the good qualities of such a being are still obscured due to the mistaken appearances that arise from the imprints, and therefore omniscience cannot yet be attained. The imprints have to be eradicated in order for the omniscient consciousness to arise and one to be of greatest benefit to others. This understanding then brings about the determination to become a perfected being, to not settle for a goal less than that. So thinking in this way gives added determination. In the meditation, one will have generated bodhicitta, reflected on the suffering state of others, and certainly in comparison to oneself, who has given rise to a sincere determination for liberation. And one has come to know that I can achieve liberation. The end is in sight for me. So one has confidence that one can abandon afflictions together with their seeds and attain a state of lasting stable happiness. But one observes others recognizing that they are lost in pain. They long for happiness, but they keep accumulating causes for ever more pain and misery. So in this reflection, ever more causes are being accumulated by the aspirant bodhisattva, looking at the need to become a Buddha from many different angles, accumulating ever more causes, because the stronger the causes, the more numerous the causes, the stronger the resulting mind will be. So from this presentation, what I'm hoping is very clear is the meaning of all phenomena arise dependently should be approached very broadly. The term all shows how expansive it is. And all our suffering, as well as our desired goals, come about dependently. And independence on the quality, or the strength, rather, independence on the strength of the causes will be the strength of the result, suffering or happiness. Definite emergence. This noble mind is a dependent arising. It has come about independence on a number of causes. That stable foundation of training of the practitioner of initial capacity, as well as then the trainings shared with the practitioner of intermediate capacity, in particular, reflecting on the sufferings of samsara and the benefits of nirvana. And in dependence on that, definite emergence arises. In dependence on the arising of definite emergence, one can generate bodhicitta through all these causes I've been mentioning, and eventually attain enlightenment itself, the goal of bodhicitta. And that too comes about dependently. These and all phenomena arise dependently.
Toba show samba zambi da san yukuba to tu gu ama, de toba, toba san yukuba toba le, gudan gien gara kukuri e se duda, jimbe nyamle jia, tsuri nyamle jia, sube nyamle jia, sundu nyamle, samde nyamle, shera bi nyamle re, shera nyamle. Da di dukti, zo di dukti re, da gewe nyamle gari na di nana pashi di dukko re, jitan di dukti, nyamle jia di re, da ne di za da ngana zu di nade ka, da di shaya di, zo shera ki nyamle, kar san nyomo ba di, pang ya le ya, zo nyambo di, Denzin Bango, Denzin Yambo, Tombany to be shared, Chesadi, that the Tombany to be shared, and Mahomba, Denzin Batu, Tombany to be shared, Kumko, Tombany to be shared, Kumbala, Tony Togu, Tony Togu, Tony Kun is a shareholder, Chesanga did the Lobsending as the Tony Kurmanchi shared, that's all. Passion to Yamne, Nane, Sharing Yamanja, Sharing Yamanja Pala, you and Tombany to Togu, as the Tony Kun is shared, or two chairs, Chagorua.
Through these reflections presented here, building on the section that has just been completed, we come to recognize that Buddhahood is possible for me. I can become a Buddha. It is not too difficult. It is not beyond me. And not only that, but the objects of the love and compassion of bodhisattvas and Buddhas, all sentient beings, they too can become Buddhas. All that is required is for me to apply the teachings and train in the sequential stages, and as I develop in skill and strength, help others to train in the same way. And with such an understanding, one will apply oneself vigorously to the six perfections, training vigorously in ethics, generosity, patience, joy, perseverance, concentration, and wisdom, recognizing that independence on these causes, this blissful state of Buddhahood for the welfare of all, I will attain. And amongst these six, all of which need to be cultivated in addition to additional training such as love and compassion, the emphasis is on the perfection of wisdom, because it and it alone is the actual antidote to the contaminations in their entirety, the afflictions, their seeds, and their imprints. And in order to train in the perfection of wisdom, one needs to, in order to generate the wisdom, that, this wisdom, one needs to realize emptiness. But in order, so this is too a sequence of dependency. The resultant wisdom comes from realizing emptiness. Realizing emptiness comes about in dependence on understanding the presentation on reality, understanding emptiness itself. And to understand emptiness itself, one requires teachings on emptiness. Hence, His Holiness composed this text that we've been looking at for the last year and a half.
And in I am a member of the Chinese Chinese
Quite overwhelming to hear about this lengthy sequence of trainings that the Lama lays out. What's important to understand, though, is this entire sequence needs to be trained in and cultivated and developed within oneself. But as one actually progresses through the sequence, gaining realization, one doesn't need to focus in the same way on the prior meditations, because one is building on them. So when one comes to the point of reflecting on bodhicitta itself, one is building on the entire scope of prior meditations. One has well come to see clearly the faults of samsara, and now one looks at the benefits of enlightenment. Because having generated definite emergence, this has come about in dependence on realization of the sufferings of samsara and the benefits of liberation. So all that needs to be cultivated now in addition is reflecting on the benefits of enlightenment and then the other qualities of to generate bodhicitta, turning our focus to others. Those prior realizations are the foundation that have now been established. So when then the bodhisattva, when the practitioner meditates on bodhicitta, they will continue thereafter to meditate on the practices of a bodhisattva, the six perfections, which again they have deep familiarity with because those same six trainings are meditated on by a practitioner determined for nirvana. Such a practitioner, when they first give rise to definite emergence and are meditating on those six trainings, will have strong habituation to at least four of them already, because they were meditated on in order to create the causes for a good rebirth. So in this way we see that these trainings are built on one on top of the other. Then when someone is generating the motivation of bodhicitta, or perhaps is already a bodhisattva, they will not need to intentionally create the causes for a good rebirth. It's unnecessary. Because their goal is enlightenment, they will be engaging in the perfections of generosity, ethics, patience, and joyous perseverance, and of course concentration and wisdom. They are inadvertently creating the causes for good rebirths. But their focus is not on the next life. It's way, way beyond that. In fact, it's far broader. It's on benefiting all beings through the attainment of Buddhahood. As a byproduct of that, good rebirths are attained one after the other, because such a small goal is readily attainable by the vast stores of merit that meditating with bodhicitta generates. What we see throughout these sequence of trainings is a theme of the trainings building on each other, and there being certain ones which are repeated at the varying levels. In particular, ethics, generosity, patience, and joyous perseverance, being built on with concentration and wisdom. These are the main practices for spiritual development, and it's independence on these causes that all desired results will come. Your reflections, again, we've seen this first line, the term all phenomena. Think about all phenomena as being dependent arising. Investigate this. Take as an illustration Buddha Shakyamuni's very first teaching, first wheel, turning of the wheel of Dharma. He taught the Four Noble Truths. Well, he taught, first of all, the true sufferings. Thereafter, he taught not just the myriad sufferings and samsara, but that these came about, they are originated or arise. This is the same word for that true origins. That word origin is the same word for as arise, as independence arising. So the sufferings arise from causes. This is the second noble truth. So we could say the truth of origins or the truth of arisings, namely contaminated karma and afflictions. But that this situation can be brought to a cessation. true cessations are possible. Third noble truth. And how so? Cultivate in one's mind true paths. This then was the first teaching of the Wheel of Dharma. And this is exactly what was presented in the Lam Rung. We first need to recognize the sufferings of samsara in its entirety. So the Lam Rung presents the sufferings first of the lower realms, then in the next scope of trainers, of aspirants, the sufferings of the higher realms. And thereafter, the first noble truth, come to the second noble truth, the origin, or the where suffering arises from, contaminated karma and affliction. Thereafter, the Lam Rung presents that liberation and Buddhahood are attainable for all beings. And how so? That's the third noble truth, true cessations, is the cultivation of true paths. And the Lam Rung will present this as the six practices or the six perfections. And through their attainment, through their cultivation, one achieves true cessations, those that lead eventually become the true cessation of liberation, or even the true cessation of Buddhahood. So in this way, we see that there are four practices to focus on. Coming to understand deeply the sufferings of samsara. Secondly, its origin, or its where, from where it dependently arises. Thirdly, that it can be, this wheel can be broken, can be brought to an end. And fourthly, that this is done through cultivating bodhicitta and conjoining that with the perfections of, or the trainings in, generosity, ethics, patience, choice, perseverance, concentration, and wisdom. Now we've looked at, in a little detail, this first line from Nagarjuna, where he's praising Buddha Shakyamuni for having taught that all phenomena arise dependently. All the phenomena that we are familiar with from the Lam Rung, all those existence, those consciousnesses to be both either cultivated or abandoned, they all exist, and they therefore arise dependently. And therefore, we can eradicate those that are to be eradicated and strengthen to the level of perfection those that are wholesome. And in this way, we come to understand that omniscience is possible. So thank you very much. Then we can conclude this for the weekend. We can conclude here and rejoining on the 26th of August. Thank you very much.